In the Unger Report today, what men are discovering that women have known for a long time. Hands say a lot about a person. Today, Brian Unger investigates the new troika of men's grooming, shave, haircut, and a manicure.
We tried palm olive dishwashing liquid. You're soaking in it now.
For some men, Madge's Palmolive served as their only window into the world of manicures and pedicures.
So basically now I'm just filing to shape your nails.
At Contempo Nails in Los Angeles, Madge is Brittany. She's Vietnamese, and I am not the only man here.
Why don't you give me what most guys get?
Guys, usually they do not put on a color, but they like them buff. So basically buff is you put like a shine without nail polish.
Should we do that?
Yeah. So this.
Okay, let's do that. Let's buff.
About one quarter of the hands and feet at Contempo Nails belong to men, consistent with the number of men nationally who get manicures and pedicures.
Now, you've seen a lot of guys' feet and a lot of... How do my feet compare? I mean, are they...
You know, this is your first time. Not bad at all.
Really? Thank you.
I mean, your toenails are a little bit long, but otherwise everything else not too bad.
That's kind of gross.
Embarrassing for a first-timer? Yep, but... Evidently, the fish-out-of-water feeling fades, and for some men, this becomes routine.
Men are much more self-conscious about themselves nowadays.
Yeah, it's a shame, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Most of the time, they come in, like, for the very first time with someone. Like, their girlfriends introduce them, or their coworkers drag them in.
Or, in this man's case, it's something he's been doing with his wife for 4 years.
We feel it's a part of a keeping a healthy lifestyle, you know? And a way for us to keep up on our personal hygiene, obviously, and but something we enjoy taking some time out of the day to do.
And then there's this guy. He's been coming here for 7 years, and his girlfriend likes what she sees.
I usually just get a manicure, sometimes the back massage, but if you let them do that, they will rake you over the coals, and you end up walking out here with losing all your money. It's like a casino.
Or a nightclub. For around $25, this could be the single best place on earth for men to meet women.
I don't think it's their main purpose to come in, but it is part of the reason why they do come in on a regular basis, because, I mean, the women here, especially in this area, are very attractive.
Absolutely, and you're also sort of, I can't get up and move, and if there's a woman sitting next to me, I'm compelled to talk to her, maybe ask her how her nails are doing, what color you're getting. It's a lovely shade you're getting over there, ma'am. What shade are you doing?
I'm going to have a French manicure.
Sounds very exotic.
A man will at least meet the woman sitting next to him, or, says Brittany, find more.
Just like everything, you never know.
Pardon me?
Gives a whole new meaning to getting nailed.
I'm going to have to cut you off, ma'am.
Yes, the manicurists can be as steamy as any singles bar. I found it tough to just sit back, relax, and enjoy what was happening to my feet.
Can you see the shine without the polish?
Yeah, I don't think my toenails have been that shiny.
So, looks like you have polish on, but you don't.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know how I feel about that.
Madge, how can I ever thank you for that wonderful palm olive liquid?
Oh, forget it.
Forget? How could I? My hands and feet have never looked this good.
I'd shake your hand, but they're in a... you're soaking in it.
Yes, I'm soaking in it.
And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. Our theme music is composed by Greg Smith. I'm Madeline Brand.